the Union Budget 2018, an Insight 18 special on money control.
So if you recall the Finance Minister's budget speech on the 1st of February, you'll remember that when he listed all the focus areas for the year, he did mention agriculture and the rural economy right up there, top of the list. And that's what we're going to focus on, Money Control's Budget 2018 exclusive.
Money Control's Budget 2018 exclusive.
We must, of course, remember the backdrop to some of the announcements made for the agriculture sector. We've all been reading about widespread rural distress due to falling crop prices and farmer protests sometimes leading in tragedy. Ours is a country where two-thirds of the population, that's two-thirds of 1.3 billion people, depend on agriculture and related industries for their livelihood. It is against this backdrop that the Finance Minister, Mr. Arun Jaitley, announced a slew of measures to address the concerns of this sector. The Finance Minister, while reiterating the government's commitment to the welfare of the farmers, announced a focus on building rural infrastructure such as roads and irrigation projects, as well as opening new agricultural markets to help farmers get better prices for their crops. In what is a major bonanza to farmers, the Finance Minister announced fixing the support price of kharif crops like paddy at least 50% higher than the cost of production. He also announced the government's decision to keep MSP, or the minimum support price, for all unannounced crops of kharif to at least 1.5 times of their production cost. And while doing so, he said that he's confident that this decision, historic is what he called it, will prove to be an important step towards doubling the income of farmers. He also said that it is essential that if the price of the agriculture produce market is less than the MSP, in that case, the government should purchase either at MSP or work in a manner to provide the minimum support price for farmers through some other mechanism. And Niti Aayog, in consultation with the state and central governments, will put in place a foolproof mechanism so that farmers will get an adequate price for their produce. The Finance Minister also said the $100 billion potential of the agri-exports industry would get a fillip with some liberalization of exports in this particular area. It currently stands, by the way, at $30 billion. Mr. Jaitley also proposed a setting up of state-of-the-art facilities in 42 mega food parks. Now, the announcement is significant because the Commerce Ministry is working on a comprehensive policy that covers issues like logistics, which will help promote export of agri-commodities like tea, coffee, fruits and vegetables. India, by the way, is one of the biggest producers and exporters of agri-commodities. And on a side note, if there's such a thing as a side note in an audio podcast, agri products account for over 10% of the country's total exports. And India mainly exports tea, coffee, rice, cereals, tobacco, spices, cashew, oil meals, fruits and vegetables, and of course, marine products. In fact, there's something about shrimp that I read recently that doesn't come to mind right now, so I'll save that for another podcast, another context maybe. But yes, to come back to agri-commodities, out of the 13 agri-commodities being tracked by the Commerce Ministry, 5 categories, other cereals, cashew, oil meals, oil seeds, fruits and vegetables reported negative export growth. So this new announcement needs to be viewed in light of that as well. For those into medicinal and aromatic plants and rely on all these wonderful oils to use as diffusers on your skin, etc., there's news. The Finance Minister highlighted the fact that our ecology supports the cultivation of these highly specialized medicinal and aromatic plants. And we're also home, he said, to a large number of small and cottage industries that manufacture perfumes, essential oils and other associated products. So the government has decided to support organized cultivation and associated industry in this area and has allocated 200 crore rupees for the purpose. The Finance Minister also said that APMCs will be linked with ENAM. Now, if you're asking what is APMC and what is ENAM, well, you're listening to the podcast that's about agricultural announcements in Union Budget 2018, so I presumed you would know, but in case that presumption is wrong, well, APMC stands for an Agriculture Produce Market Committee, and ENAM stands for E-National Agriculture Market. It's a pan-India electronic trading portal announced by the Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare. Among the other announcements in this space included the one that said rural hearts will be upgraded to Grameen agricultural markets. And the finance minister also said that women SHGs will be encouraged to take up organic farming. And if you, like me, are wondering what is SHG, I've got that handy as well. Very simple, women self-help groups. Well, in this context, he said that loans to self-help groups of women increased to about 42,000 crore rupees in 2016-17, growing 37% over the previous year. And he also indicated that loans to women SHGs will augment to 75,000 crore by March of 2019. Just going to drown you now in some numbers. So brace yourself, we're looking at quite a few of them right now. So allocation of 14.3 lakh crore rupees for creating livelihood in the rural sector. Raising of institutional credit for agriculture to 11 lakh crore for FY 18 and 19. Allocation of 500 crores towards Operation Green. Then an agri market development fund with a corpus of 2,000 crore rupees has been set up for developing agricultural markets. The allocation for the Pradhan Mantri Sinchai Yojana that is focused on irrigation has been ramped up to 2,600 crore rupees. And finally, a 10,000 crore corpus has been set up for animal husbandry and fisheries.
The Union Budget 2018, an Insight 18 special on Money Control.